1, and what I'm going to share with you today, it's actually almost two messages, a couple of different sermons in one, but you'll see where we're going with this, and God will help us today. But what we want to talk about today is God with us. God with us. For many people, God is just somebody that's out there. He's a power that's out there, and he controls things, and he's untouchable. You can't really get to know him. His ways are past finding out, which in a sense they are, as the scripture indicates to us. But it's more than that. It is God with us. Nobody in history had experienced what the world began to experience after the birth of Christ. For up until that time, God would manifest himself in the Old Testament to certain prophets, to certain leaders. He would manifest himself from time to time in different ways. And people didn't really know that God was with them in a personal way. And I don't believe that technically he probably wasn't in the Old Testament. But then as God came to this time of the birth of Christ, it was God in the flesh, Jesus in the flesh, coming to dwell among us, God with us. It's different now. God is right here with us. I don't have to wait and just come to church and wonder from time to time when a messenger from God is going to show up, and he's going to have a message directly to us from God, because that's how it happened in the Old Testament times. God would reveal himself to prophets and to different ones, and they would show up and say, "Thus saith the Lord, this is what you are to do." Now it's different because God is with us. Not to say from time to time that someone can't come through and say, "Thus saith the Lord." God still occasionally does work in that way, but God is with us. And I said turn over to Matthew, and I'm going to go there in a minute, but let's go over to the book of Isaiah, and I'm just going to read one verse there. Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Isaiah 7:14 says this: "Lord, we pray that you will bless the reading of your word today. Help us, God, to get an understanding, Lord, that you really are with us, God, and how good it is that you are with us, Lord. We thank you for it. In your name, Jesus, amen." Matthew chapter 7 and verse 14. "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." In Emmanuel, the interpretation of that is God with us. It's going to be different. It's not going to be a God that we hear about. It's not going to be a God that Isaiah comes and talks to me about, or Ezekiel gets a vision, or Isaiah gets a vision, Jeremiah or Moses and the prophets, the different ones, Elijah and Elisha. Now God is going to be with us. Turn over to Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 18 through 23. And this is the story. We're not going to read the whole story here, but how the angel appeared to Joseph. "Now the birth of Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a woman shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." God with us. And so as we look at this, the world that we're living in today is a changing world. The world is shifting. And so that's the Jesus that came at that time. And then there's one more verse, and then we're going to go with what I want to share with you today. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this Jesus that came, and he was called Emmanuel, God with us, We know that the world we're living in today, it's a shifting world. The world is shifting, and it's swirling around us so fast, and it's difficult from one day to the next to grasp all the changes and things that are happening. If you were to take a moment to sit there and to think, and please don't do it while I'm sharing, but if you were to begin to think how the world was on January 1st, 2023, to how it is today on December 17th, 2023, there's a lot of changes that happened. There's a lot of swirling and things that went on, and it's hard for us just to fathom it, just to gather that in our minds. Everything is changing before our eyes. Things are not like they were at the beginning of this year. And those of us that are older, we surely know this. We can look back in our lives, and this world is not like it was when we were younger. It's changing before us. It's changing before our eyes. Technology develops so quickly, and it changes so quickly. They come out with new computer programs and stuff. Man, you think you got the latest and greatest, and before hardly it's in operation, there's something better that comes out. There's cell phones that they do that with. And they'll show pictures of it. I've seen it happen. I think Apple's one of the big ones. They'll come out with a new version of the Apple phone. And man, people line up for blocks to be in line for the newest and the latest. Technology changes so fast, but it develops quickly and it changes quickly. Amen. And the technology changes quickly. Politics changes quickly. Political parties are changing quickly. Not what they used to be. In the country that we live, we should all know this. We have the two main parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. Both of those parties are changing so quickly. And not to get into a political conversation, but it's just food for thought. And if you look at those two political parties, the Republican Party today is where, and I'm going to put a number on there, and I might not be correct, but just to give you the train of thought, where the Republican Party stands today, the things that they believe today was things that they didn't believe 20 years ago. It's changing. Political parties change. Their belief systems change. Amen. National and international boundaries are changing all the time. And currencies are changing. And the list goes on and on of all the changes that are happening around us. And with all these changes going on around us, that the world is caught up in. The world's caught up in these many changes. Many people have become caught up, amen, in a change in their biblical beliefs, their biblical core beliefs in the Bible. They're changing. God's word doesn't change. Hebrews 13:8, I read to you, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But people's beliefs and doctrines are changing before our eyes. And God told us in His Word that in the last days there's going to be people that are having itching ears. Amen. And they're going to listen to doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. And that change is happening right before our eyes. Churches don't believe things that they used to believe. They have changed in their doctrines. They have changed in their beliefs. But the Word of God has not changed. It remains steadfast and sure. Amen. But people change in their biblical beliefs. They change in their values. They change in their moral beliefs. Where they thought one time they believed something to be wrong and you could never do that, now they begin to believe that in certain circumstances and situations it would be okay to go against something that they used to believe was wrong. Amen. Even our basic faith is changing before our eyes. And we as children of God, you have to be sure that your basic faith in the Word of God does not change, that it stands fast and holds to what thus saith the Lord in the Word of God. You will never go wrong when you stay in the Word of God. But when you start listening to man's reasoning and you start to try to reason things in your own mind, and then you can begin to drift away and you can get caught up in these changes and things that are going on. But Jesus said that He never changes. Amen. But all of these changes that are going on around us, it's happening at an alarming rate. Whoever thought that we would see in churches, and I know we're on internet today, but I'll still say it anyways, whoever thought that we would see it in churches,
the argument that's going on, whether it's okay or not okay for Christians to consume alcohol. Years ago, it was something that wasn't even considered. A Christian doesn't do something like that. Now churches are changing their core beliefs and core values, and they're thinking, well, we didn't have good understanding back then. We were just simpletons. I would rather remain a simpleton and stay in the Word of God and do what thus saith the Lord than to be caught up in the rationale and the reasoning, amen, in the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that are out there. If people don't want to believe in that, then tell me what a seducing spirit is. Tell me what a doctrine of the devil is. We got to be careful that we don't have a seducing spirit coming against us to believe a lie. We got to be careful that I don't have a doctrine of the devil within me. You need to examine yourself and be certain that you don't have a doctrine of the devil within you, a doctrine of the flesh. We got to follow God's word the way that it says. Amen. But it shouldn't surprise us that this is happening, because over 2,000 years ago, God warned us that this would happen before our eyes. The things that we are seeing now, the things that we are hearing now. What did Jesus say it would be like in the last days? It's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. Men are going to be drinking and giving in marriage. They're just going to be having a good time. They're not going to have any belief in God. They're just going to go and do their thing until that moment that the Lord comes, and it's going to catch them unawares. And so that we knew long ago that these things were going to happen, and it's going to happen in the last days. And the shock that really comes us. The shock that really comes to us. Remember, I'm talking about God with us. Emmanuel, He is with us today. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. But it's a shock to us when we see so many leaving their former positions of faith to embrace new ones. That's shocking. It's upsetting. They once believed, yes, they would stand up and say, this is the word of God. Thus saith the Lord. This is the way it should be. And now they're shifting their ideas. Amen. They're shifting their positions of faith to embrace new ones. And this is happening at lightning speed around us. Amen. We need to be aware of it. You need to be careful who teaches you the word of God. You need to be careful what kind of literature you are reading. You need to know what those people stand on. If they're standing on the unadulterated word of God, then I say go ahead. But there's so many out there that have seducing spirits about them. And when you listen to them, they are so convincing. It sounds so true. It sounds so correct and so right. But we need to be careful. And so with all this changing going on around us, it's good to remember that one thing never changes. And that one thing that never changes is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. He changes not. Amen. I like that song, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You can get out there in your own likes and your own beliefs and the way you want to think, and you can venture out there, but that's like building your house upon the sand. It's going to crumble and fall. You got to build your life on Jesus Christ. This Jesus that we're serving, amen, who He was in the past, amen, He was in the past, exactly who He is in the present and who He will be forever and in the future. He changes not. Amen. It's the same. This Jesus, amen, He was in the past, exactly who He is in the present and who He will be forever. Thank God that He doesn't change. He changes not. Amen. And I like that scripture. Amen. Give me the old paths of righteousness. Give me the old way. I don't want some new fandangle, whatever words they put in there, religion that they come out with. It's teachers. You know, we have itching ears. We want to hear something that appeases us. But basically what it is people don't want to take control of their own flesh. They just let their flesh lead them. And this sounds good, and this sounds right. And it does. On the fleshly side of things, it makes sense. And people are following their flesh. We need to learn to follow the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is unchanging. Jeremiah
Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Amen. We want to look at something over here. Amen. Talking about change. Jeremiah 6, 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. We're going to read a few more verses. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon the people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me any more. I'll ask you this question this morning. Is your praise that you give to Jesus, is it acceptable to him? Is it a sweet savor to him? Or does it have some sour things in there that I don't want to get to a place where Jesus can't and will not accept my praise? Because he won't accept that hypocritical praise, that praise that doesn't really come from the heart, that praise that's just coming from the lips. He's not going to accept that. He's not going to accept that worship that's just coming from the lips. But he wants our worship and our praise to come from our heart. And when it comes from our heart, it'll be seen in the way we live and the way we carry ourselves, the way we do business, the way that we make Jesus a priority in our life. And so we talked to these people here in his prophecy, and he said, they ask for the old paths. They ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Jesus said, you'll find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. That's where we are today in this world that we're living. I know it sounds maybe a little brutish, but basically speaking, the majority of Christians in the church world today will not walk in the ways of God. They want it the way that they want it. They want the religion the way they want to see religion, and they don't want to acknowledge the word of God. They just want to go in their own ways. And the people, and then God told them in his prophecy here, he said, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. First they said in 16, we will not walk therein. We will not hearken. Make this personal today. Has God been dealing you with any way in your life? And you're trying to push it out because there's a seducing spirit. They're out there today. There's a doctrine of the devil that's trying to creep in your soul. And you're not going to walk in the ways of God. You're not going to hearken to what God says. And then God said unto them, he said in verse 7 or in verse 19, behold, I will bring evil upon this people because they have not hearkened unto my words nor my law, but rejected. I wonder why the world's in the condition that it's in today. Really? I don't really wonder. It's right here. This is why where we are today in this world that we're living, the place that this world is living in, because people have rejected God. They're not going to walk in his way. They're not going to hearken to him. They're going to do what they're going to do. And then God said he's going to let evil come. Amen. Even the fruits of their thoughts, because they didn't hearken to my words nor my law, but because they rejected it. Amen. God wants us to follow him. Old paths are the way of faith. Faithfulness that have been given to Moses and the people. Amen. The paths are the ways of God, and that which he blesses. They are the way of godliness and righteousness and peace and joy. The way of God's law. God wants to give us peace. And then we read that in the middle of verse 16. If we walk in his ways, we are going to find rest for our souls. Do you have rest in your soul today? Or is your soul just all, you're just all confused inside. You're just in an upheaval. You don't know what you believe. You think you know. Then you're not sure what you know. It's you're just twisted from one side to the other. Get back to the Word of God. Get back to the old paths of God. Because if you're walking in God's way, you're going to find rest. You're going to find peace for your souls. You're not going to be easily swayed. Amen. With seducing spirits and doctrines of devil that come around. Amen. That sounds so crazy.
but yet they're so wrong. Amen. And so this message that I read to you in Jeremiah, verses 16 through 20, this message, this is God's message even for us today. The people refuse to go the old way. Evil comes upon the earth because of the rejection of God's way. Verse 16, but you will find rest for your souls. Thank God for Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What does it mean that Jesus is the same? Amen. He wants people to follow him. Jesus is the same. He's that sure foundation. Amen. On Christ the solid rock I stand. The same in the Greek means he's unchangeable. God's unchangeable. Are you unchangeable in your core biblical beliefs and doctrines? You're not founded in Christ Jesus. Amen. You got to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And that's good news for us today. In this changing world that we're living in, Jesus doesn't change. Jesus is the same. You can depend on Jesus today. Amen. You can depend on Him today to be the same regardless of what is going on around you. We're living in the changing world, but Jesus is just the same today as He was yesterday, today, and forever, and I can depend on Jesus to be the same with me. Amen. In my time of need, I can call upon Him, and He's going to hear and answer my prayer. He said in His Word that He's never going to leave me nor forsake me, but He'll be with me even unto the end of time. Amen. We don't need to second guess Jesus or what He thinks. We don't need to second guess Jesus or what He thinks or what His message is, because His message is the same. If you want to know the message of Jesus, it's intertwined in the Bible, but especially get into the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the same Jesus we're serving today. He is the same. Everything that Jesus represents is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Amen. It's God with us. And so the word yesterday, He's the same. We talked about that. And the word yesterday in the Greek means, it depicts all time that ever was up until now to this present moment. Amen. He's the same today, yesterday. It doesn't change. It's the same. And today, and the word today means today or at this present moment or current age, the present time. He's just the same now as He was here when He was walking on this earth. He's the same Jesus now as He was when He was walking down the road and Zacchaeus was up in the tree and He says, come down, I'm going to go to your house today. Amen. He's that same Jesus that was standing in the man's house teaching and they took the roof off and let him down. He's that same Jesus that wept when He went to His friend Lazarus and the people were all sad and Jesus wept there. He had feelings and He has had emotions. This Jesus that we're serving today, He's the same Jesus that was born in Bethlehem of Judea, which we are celebrating this month. It's the exact same one. He changes not. This Jesus that we're serving today is the same one that was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. He bore our griefs and our sorrows. Amen. He took those stripes for us. This is the same Jesus, amen, that went into that tomb, that took the whip on His back. They spit in His face. They plucked His beard out. The Jesus we're serving today is the same Jesus that rose out of that grave. Amen. And He's seated at the right hand of the Father forevermore. This same Jesus is the one that's making intercession for us today. Amen. We go to God the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. He's sitting there as our advocate. He's sitting there as our propitiation. Amen. He bore our griefs. He bore our sorrows. He bore our sins. It's the same Jesus. Jesus wasn't one way in the past and then another way in the present. If Jesus denounced something in the day that He was here, He still denounces that today. No matter how much we smooth it and butter it and try to change it and say Jesus really didn't mean it that way, or an argument some like to make is, well, it's through the interpretation of the scriptures over the years that we changed the message of Jesus and He didn't really mean it to be that way. He changes not. Amen. He wasn't one way in the past and another way in the present. Whoever He was in the past, He is exactly the same way today. He's a God that changes not. Amen. He helped the children of Israel as they were fleeing Egypt and they come up to that Red Sea. He parted that Red Sea. God can part your Red Seas today. He can make your crooked path straight. Amen. He can make a way in the wilderness. He can provide for you when there's no food. Amen. When you're out of a job and one was talking about their place of employment is in dire straits right now, almost dire. Jesus will take care of you. He's the same. If he did it then, he'll do it now. He'll do it in the future. He doesn't change. Amen. And so Hebrews 13:8 really has this idea here. Jesus Christ is exactly the same in the past, in the present, and in the future. He's the same in the past, in the present, and the future. You know the Jesus that some people are serving and the doctrines that they come out with? The Jesus they're serving is a bipolar Jesus. Bipolar. Where you almost have two personalities. Where it's one way today and it's different. Maybe even before this day is up, it's a different way. I'm not serving a bipolar Jesus. What he said, he meant. It doesn't change from day to day. It stays the same. God said it. That settles it. Some people like to say this, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it, whether you believe it or not, because God said it, that settles it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. There's a place in the scripture that said that the devils believe and tremble. The devils know the word of God, but they're deceptive and they go out there. And so the idea is Jesus is exactly the same in the past, in the present, and in the future. He's not bipolar. Jesus don't have multiple personalities. He's the same. You can count on him. That's good news for us. With all the changes going on around us, Jesus remains the same. He came as that babe, and Emmanuel was going to be his name, meaning God with us. That's good news for us today that Jesus remains the same. And so what you need to do, if you're struggling with this, what do I believe? And I'm beginning to doubt. Maybe something that I've believed and really thought was God's word. Now it's like, wow, I'm not sure that it is. Get into God's word. Be rooted, grounded, established, and settled in his word. Amen. What does the word of God say? Dig deep, amen, into who this Jesus of the Bible was. Who was this Jesus of the Bible? He's the same today. Dig deep into that. Amen. Because he's the same forever. Amen. He's the same forever. Know the Jesus of the Gospels. That is what he is today. That is what he is doing today. We shared this just a couple of weeks ago. Everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. It's God with us. And not now because of the... It was God with them when he was born into this earth. And I'm just thinking of this now. It was God with us at that time, but because of his death, burial, and resurrection, now we can say it's God in us. Amen. That's more than God being with us. The people in the world will say, so help me God, or God be, God is with them. God is with us today. He's in this land today. The principality and power of the air is saint, and we know that, but God prevails over that. But now it's not just God with us, but because of the redemptive work that he did on Calvary, it's God in us. And if you have God in you, you need to be thankful today. You need to be grateful today. Amen. And so you need to thank God for your salvation and all the changing things that are going on in this life around us. Amen. It brings comfort to our souls that Jesus Christ never changes. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He said, I change not. And so we need to want to do as that song says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And so it's God with us. But God wants to be more than that. God wants to be in us. And he can be in you today. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Amen. And in closing, for just a couple of times, amen, I want to sing this song. There's probably others that we could come up with, but this is the one that's coming to mind this morning. Amen. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you help me to know more about that loving name? We need to know Jesus more now than what we knew him in January 1st, 2023. Do you know Jesus? Is that other song? He gets sweeter as the days go by. Oh, he gets sweeter. as the moment, and it just goes on and on. It should be that way. God doesn't change, but he gets sweeter. We can know him in a real way. Amen. It's God with us, and then it becomes God in us. And that's ultimately what God wants to be. Let's sing this chorus a couple times.